Are your ulcerative colitis symptoms proving difficult to manage? Tremfya guselkumab can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. At 1 year, many patients taking Tremfya achieved clinical remission, and some patients also achieved endoscopic remission. Individual results may vary. Tremfya is a prescription medicine used to treat adults with moderately to severely active ulcerative colitis. Serious allergic reactions and increased risk of infections may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and TB. Tell your doctor if you have an infection, flu-like symptoms, or if you need a vaccine. Ask your doctor if Tremfya can help you manage the cycle of UC symptoms. Call 1-800-526-7736 to learn more or visit TremfyaRadio.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Secret Room is the latest book in author Jane Casey's series following Detective Sergeant Maeve Kerrigan. The 12th book in the series centres on the case of Ilaria Cavendish found dead in a hotel room. But that, believe it or not, is only the half of it. We will have no spoilers for this first book because the 11th book caused such a stir. Jane Casey, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Full disclosure, we are cousins, first cousins.
Yes, we have to come out of that.
We have to talk about that because it turns out that your dad influenced my reading and I'm sure therefore he influenced yours.
Oh, he certainly did, yes. He was a big reader. And I know we both benefited from that and we had a lot of books in the house when I was growing up and a lot of crime novels.
He introduced me to P.G. Woodhouse.
Yeah, which, and me too.
Because that showed me the elegance that could be achieved in popular fiction, the elegance of writing.
That's it. I think he always believed that it wasn't about the genre, it was just about the style. And I think that is what I try and do, like write a really good book. Even though it's a crime novel, like I don't see why it shouldn't be well written.
Now, tell me about the reaction to Stranger in the Family, the 11th in the series. What happened?
Stranger in the Family. I wasn't expecting it. I wrote a cliffhanger ending for the first time. I've never done that before in the series. The ending of that book is you know that something terrible is going to happen in the next book, but you don't know exactly what it is. And people's reaction was unhinged. I mean, I got messages. I think I got messages every day for about 6 months on various bits of social media from people who just wanted to shout at me, really, and say, please don't do what I think you're going to do. Please, you know, make sure.
And the problem is, knowing the writing process, that it does take time. They know they won't have the answer next week or next month. It'll be half a year or a year.
Yeah, but I think some of the readers would be very happy if I was just kind of locked in a cell and left there to write and not allowed out until I produced another book immediately.
So we can't really talk about what happens in the 12th book with Josh Derwent and Maeve Kerrigan, but we can go back in time. I mean, 12 books is a lifetime of books. So how do they all begin?
They all begin... Maeve is very young in the first book. She's in her first kind of detective role and she's the only woman on a big murder squad. And Josh isn't there in the first book. He only arrives in the second book in the series. And at the time I thought, this is a great character. I really like writing him, but I think he's probably only going to be useful for one book. And I'm just going to have him in this one and then he can fade away and that's fine. And then I started writing the third book in the series and he turned up. He was just there in the first chapter. I was writing it and he suddenly turned around and said something. And I thought, my God, what is this guy doing here? But honestly, it was the best thing that it could have happened because he and Maeve have just sparked off one another for so many books. And people go from hating him to having kind of grudging respect for him to actually being in love with him. In terms of the readers, their reactions, like some of the people.
He has a complicated personal life.
Yes, he does. He has got himself into a complex situation. So he has a girlfriend who has a son who he adores and he's kind of a father figure to the son. But the girlfriend he's not so great with, like the relationship has not been good for a little while.
Now, we played a clip of you at the beginning of the program and again in that little teaser before 11 where you say you can read all your books standalone, that no matter where you start. So therefore, anything we say now could be a spoiler for someone who's just coming to Maeve Kerrigan for the first time. But in terms of Josh and Maeve, you are a tease.
Well, I mean, that is my job. You know, I have to keep people guessing.
Yeah. Describe her as you have her in your mind's eye. I have her in my mind's eye from reading the books. But how would you describe her as a young woman who's obviously getting on now a bit, given that it's 12 books?
Fortunately, I didn't do a book a year. So that's a mistake that some writers make where they do like each book takes place in a specific year and then the next one is the following year. No, I did not do that. So they're quite compressed in terms of time. And she is a very attractive, very tall, curly haired, very Irish looking person. Like to me, she has like dark hair, grey eyes, classic Irish colouring. But a lot of people who read it who are not Irish would think that she has red hair and green eyes and assume that. And they get quite feisty about it, even though I've never described her that way.
And Josh?
The Slayer has been activated.
All the power of hell, cowering before one man. Id Software presents Doom, the Dark Ages. Pre-order now.
Rated mature.
Summer's almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol in select markets. See app for details.
Josh, I always just say, like, whoever you think is the most attractive person you can imagine.
That's him.
That's him.
He's fit.
He's a bad idea, but he is fit.
Okay. Now, the other element of this latest book, and we're not going to go into Josh Maeve because people are going to have to read the book to find out what happens after the cliffhanger in the 11th book. But the other plot is about a murder that takes place in a hotel room, and it's a mystery. How could that murder possibly take place? And when I was reading it, I was thinking, this reminds me of maybe Sherlock Holmes books that your father had shared with me.
Yes, I think probably more Agatha Christie, I would say, more has more influenced this one. I love a classic locked room mystery. I love a murder that couldn't happen. And I came up with the idea for the murder before I came up with how it could have happened. So I spent a long time.
So you posed the problem to yourself.
Yes. Yeah.
You have the murder in the locked room, can't happen. And then you had to find a way to make it happen.
That's right. I had to make it clever and I had to make it believable and I had to make it something that people couldn't guess, but the clues are there if you look for them.
Mm. Unusually, at the end of the book, you have an author's note. Do you want to share that note with us without any spoilers, please?
It's just to say that this isn't the last book in the series because so many people have assumed at various points that I was going to stop writing the series and I've no intention of stopping for the time being. But I also ask people not to spoil the ending because readers have been so loyal to me. The book is actually dedicated to my readers this time because they have been such a support, as well as shouting at me. They are the ones who I write for. So it was very nice just to kind of speak to them directly and say, don't worry, there will be another one. Everything's going to be fine.
Now, the telly beckons. You've already had an experience on television. Tell me about that.
So The Killing Kind, which is a standalone I wrote during COVID, actually, was adapted for television and it's been screened all over the world. It's been seen by millions of people, which is kind of shocking. But when they did it, I was involved behind the scenes, but I was only on set for one day. They invited me to come and have a look at it and I was more petrified than I've ever been in my life because I thought I'm going to knock something over or speak when they're recording something or get something wrong. So it was not my natural habitat at all. But it's amazing what they did.
How true to the book were they? Or is that not important? I mean, you have the bones of a plot and then you hand it over to them and your characters, which you have in your mind, then you've suddenly got a cast of humans who've taken over. How well did that marry with your own expectation?
It worked really well. I think because they were very true to the characters and the actors who played the characters were phenomenal and they brought so much to it that I kind of hadn't even realised was there. So it was actually a really enriching experience. I know not every author has that experience and I think it helped that it was a standalone. So I was finished writing that book. I had, you know, the book is still there, but to see people take it further and develop it more was actually really lovely.
Now, it's funny when you have a character in your head, and I'm thinking of Harry Bosch, one of Michael Connelly's great characters, and I had him in my mind as one kind of person. Then, lo and behold, he's on the telly. And it took me maybe only one or two episodes to transfer my image of Harry Bosch to theirs. Yeah. So the same thing, I don't know whether Maeve is going to make it onto the telly, do we know?
It's all in discussion. There's a script. It could happen. There's a very good production company who are working on it. So we'll see. Very much fingers crossed at this point. But you're absolutely right. Like, I've written millions of words about her, but the second somebody walks on screen as Maeve Kerrigan, that's who that character will be in people's imagination. So it is a big thing to cast that. And I will be involved if we get to that point, but I don't think I'll get the final say.
Mm. And were you involved in the casting of The Killing Kind?
No, actually I wasn't, but I was very happy with how it panned out. I think they did a phenomenal job of bringing those characters to life.
Mm. It's funny that some people will take a character like Poirot and just make it their own, so that that's the image that people will be left permanently with, no matter what the words on the page say.
Absolutely. And I remember, like, my first encounter with Agatha Christie was watching the Peter Ustinov Poirot's with my dad, who thought he was hilarious. And just, I think that was where I got the bug for crime fiction from.
I think your dad used to tell Peter Ustinov stories.
Certainly did.
Now, the next book, is it already in train?
The next book is written, but it's not a Maeve book. So Okay. Even though The Secret Room came out on Thursday, people have already been saying, when is the next Maeve coming out? When am I going to get my hands on it? But it's going to be a standalone next year. And it's my first book set in Ireland.
Okay, tell me more.
It is about, I don't know whether I'm allowed to say that much about it at this point, but it's set in County
Mayo.
Is it
a mystery? Is it a thriller?
It's a mystery. It is a police procedural. There's guards in it this time. And it's set in County Mayo and in Dublin. And it is very, very twisty. It's probably the book that I have had to plot more than any other.
Mm. People who read your biography will know that you're married to a criminal lawyer. How much help is James?
I mean, he can be a help and he can be a hindrance. I like the fact that he knows exactly how things should be, but I don't like it when I have to change my book because I have got it wrong.
Well,
but I would rather get it right.
Does he read it chapter by chapter, or does he read it when you've finished the manuscript before it goes to the editors?
He reads it halfway through the editorial process. So when it's pretty much finished, then he'll come in and read it and then make me change everything.
Can you remember any particular thing that he picked you up on that you got terribly wrong?
Actually, in my first book, this is something that I think we're so familiar from television. I had an interview and the police were kind of being very aggressive with the person they were interviewing. It was that classic kind of confess, you know, one of those big dramatic scenes. And he said they would never use that kind of language because a transcript of this would be read out in court. So actually, all those TV dramas where you have these people shouting at one another and saying, tell us the truth. No, that would never happen.
That never happens. Yeah. So he picked you up on that. But sometimes you need a bit of action. I mean, Josh would not be behind the door and being Mr. Tough Guy.
I mean, this is it. Like, it has to work as fiction as well. This is what I tell him. But at least I know when I'm getting it wrong.
All right. Anyway, you were very busy and you're an award-winning author at this stage. And could you ever imagine, as you embarked on your literary career, you were what, an editor of children's books first?
That's right.
That you'd be on, well, writing Maeve the 13th now.
I really wouldn't. And actually, it's been such a smooth journey. And I think there's so few times in your life that you would get to write so many books about one character. Like most genres, you can't do that. So it's been lovely to kind of bring her to people and let them get to know her. And over such a long time. And as I say, I'm not tired of writing her. I can't wait to write the next one.
Well, we look forward to seeing Maeve on the, with or without Josh, on the small screen, not in the not too distant future. Anyway, the new book, which I have in front of me, is called The Secret Room. And it is two plots in one, that's fair to say. And Jane Casey, its author, thank you very much, Jane, for joining us in studio today.
Thanks, Pat.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Summer's almost here, and you can now get almost anything you need delivered with Uber Eats. What do we mean by almost? You can't get a well-groomed lawn delivered, but you can get chicken parmesan delivered. Sunshine? No. Some wine? Yes. Get almost anything delivered with Uber Eats. Order now. Alcohol and select markets. See app for details.